بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
This is a lesson for us that our magnanimous Imam, rahmatullah alayh, was a person who was close to these lessons throughout his life. Thanks to this close relationship, this familiarity with the truth, and this closeness to God, Allah the Exalted gave him the power to launch this great eternal movement. I want to speak about our magnanimous Imam rahmatullah alayh further. Some of the descriptions and terms that have been used less than others in reference to our great late Imam rahmatullah alayh are comprehensive terms: pious, a believer, and a revolutionary. We always describe Imam rahmatullah alayh with different terms and descriptions, but these descriptions, which we have used less frequently, are comprehensive. He was a believer, a pious individual, and a revolutionary. When we refer to him as a believer, this means that he believed in God and a major goal, the very path that helped him reach that goal, and in the people. He believes in Allah and has faith in the believers. The Holy Quran, chapter 9, verse 61. This description has been presented in the Holy Quran about the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a believer in God, in the goal, in its path, and in the people. He was a servant of God, a pious man, and he worshipped Him.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
He considered himself as a servant of God. This is an important description as well. Notice that Allah, the Exalted, praises the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with many descriptions in the Holy Quran. A new stand on an exalted standard of character, the Holy Quran, chapter 68, verse 4. And it is part of the mercy of Allah that you do deal gently with them. Again, the Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 159. There are many other descriptions, each of which says a great deal about the characteristics of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, a description of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we Muslims have been ordered to repeat every day in daily prayers is that I testify that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. I wanna thank you for all guide me.